Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're going to be reading from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is one of my personal life verses. I found out at my grandfather's funeral that it was actually his life verse. And it's called the kenosis passage, this Philippians passage. And the word kenosis just means to empty. And it is that word that's used to speak of Jesus. The interesting thing about the first part of this passage is that it's about how should we live with one another? How should we live together as a community of faith? And basically, the answer to that is by emptying ourselves for the sake of others, by not worrying about our own interests, but being concerned about the interests of other people, by not always looking to get our way, but seeking the best for others. And so through this emptying, Paul says that we will be like-minded, having the same love, being of one spirit and of mind. Now, Paul tells us that basically the pattern for this, or the person, the example of this kind of life, is Jesus himself. That Jesus, if anyone had a reason to brag, to boast, to be proud, to be worshiped even while he was on earth, it was Jesus. That Jesus is God, but that in becoming a human being, Jesus even laid aside the rights he had as God, and took on the form of not just a human, but also a servant. And we see in John chapter 13 that Jesus washes his disciples' feet. He takes on that role of a servant to show them that this is the way to live as a follower of Christ. And there's this crazy thing that happens that when we serve, what we find is we find real life. We find love. We find relationship. When we give our life away, we find that we find our life. And this is what Jesus continually will say throughout his ministry. It is in losing our life that we find it, not trying to go out and grasp and take and accumulate and acquire power. It's about serving. It's about loving. It's about giving. It's about losing our life. And sometimes I think for those of us in North America, that's a hard gospel to hear. It goes against everything we hear every day. We're told all the time, if you want something, you go out and take it. You work harder. You are the one who controls your own destiny. You worry about yourself. And then if other people love you, that's great. I see posts on social media all the time. I'm taking care of myself. I'm basically, because people have been hurt by others. But that is part of losing your life, is the potential to be hurt by others. I mean, Jesus was crucified by others. And so what Paul says in this letter to the Philippian church, which, by the way, is one of his most joy-filled letters while he's in prison. So if anybody knows about, you know, pouring out your life for the sake of others, it's Paul. But if this passage tells us that while it may seem in the world that the way that we find our life, the way that we find joy, the way that we find the things that we're looking for is by going out and getting what we want, that the way of Christ is very different. It's about serving. It's about giving our lives. It's about being poured out, being emptied, that word kenosis, to empty ourselves. And that's when we find our life. And our pattern is Jesus. Jesus emptied himself all the way to even dying for us. And in that death, on the other side of it was resurrection. And because of that, Jesus has been given the name that is above every name. So where we really find life is by losing it, is by serving, is by emptying ourselves. So today, I hope when you go out, that you will find a way to give your life out of love for other people, and trust that God will be enough for you as you do, and trust that as you follow the pattern of Christ, you will find the love, the joy, and all the things that your heart really longs for. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.